Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. This week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Check out all the great video stories. Great one. If you watch baby ducks that have chosen a cat as a mom instead of their duck parents, that's a very cute story. The deer that sought help from humans to get her baby unstuck from a fence. That's a really cool. There's just some really great stuff up there this week. All good news stuff. Alrighty then. It is the second Sunday of the month. So that is best bioenergetic synchronization technique. Neuroenergetic Balancing Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. So Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here from Idaho, and Linda Rasmussen is here in Seattle. Nathan's here in the studio and he's doing extra duty today because he's keeping everything going on the air, but he's also taking care of the phones. And so far we are, we do have open lines. So if you want to get in line, get a treatment with Dr. Nails for your animal friends, Linda for you human animals out there. We do have open lines, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. All righty. So we are going to head back to the phones. And how about we go to Seattle and Bettina? Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. My dog's driving me crazy. My dogs are driving me crazy. I have been telling them for the last 2 days they're getting healing.
Oh, okay. And you of course are not a new joiner to Animal World. You know, Luna and Skeeter are your little dog friends and they've had treatments before. So are you saying they enjoy their healing treatments with Dr. Nails?
They love them. And they've met Dr. Nails as well via Zoom.
Yay. Yeah, isn't that cool? You know, it's so neat these days that it's the one time where I really appreciate technology is this whole Zoom business. You know, it really brings you closer. You know, I had friends that moved to Arizona a couple of years ago, and but we do a monthly Zoom meeting, you know, just to catch up and stay in touch. And it you know, makes a huge difference. If we didn't have the ability to do these things, you know, I don't think we'd stay in touch so much. But anyway, so Zoom is wonderful. Now, Dr. Nails obviously has a connection with Luna and Skeeter, so he's already tuning in and working. Is there anything in particular going on, Bettina, that you need us to know about?
You know, we did some travel last month, and we're in a new neighborhood, new dogs. So I just feel as if they are extra, like, vigilant on walks, which is not their norm, as well as we had a fire drill at my apartment complex, and it was traumatic for them.
Yeah, that can be a little scary.
Yeah, now, I mean, I had to take the day off and leave my apartment complex so we could just go to the beach. It was just, they were panting and highly stressed.
Were you there when it happened?
Yes, okay. I was. Because
how did you handle it? What did you do with the dogs?
First, they have earmuffs, like something that I cover their ears with. And so at first I thought that would be sufficient, but then what usually happens during the fire drill, it'll last an hour, but this was all day. And when I found out that it was going to be all day, I just took the dogs, fed them, packed them up, and then we left.
Okay. I'm just going to take the opportunity to let anybody know. When you have dogs, especially if they're, you know, smart little sensitive models, okay, it's very important when they get frightened or something, you know, happens like that. Our human instinct is to treat them like kids and to want to calm, soothe, and sympathize. No, calm down, honey. It's just a fire drill. I hate it, too. Everything's okay. But if you do that when animals get frightened, what you do is acknowledge the fear, reward it, and set it deeper on an emotional level. So that's why I'm always telling you guys about teaching jolly routines, because the way you should handle it, dogs get startled or frightened by something. You do jolly routine. Woohoo! Oh boy, we're having a fire drill. Oh boy, cheese. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, bacon. Woohoo! Fire drill. And you got the right sales pitch. You can convince dogs of anything. So the combination of Dr. Nell's resetting nervous systems and all of that, if you get a good jolly routine laid in, you can eventually change the way they feel about stuff like that. The other little trick that you can do, Bettina, since it sounds like this fire drill thing might be a regular thing, you know the earmuffs you said you put on to tamp down the noise? You can put baby oil or mineral oil or an oily ear ointment in their ears. And then smush the bottom of the ear a bit, and that the oil coats the eardrum and really tamps down on the noise.
Oh, that's a great. That's
yeah,
great.
so that might be helpful as well. All right, so Dr. Nels is still working on the girls, and Bettina, are you ready for your session with Linda?
Absolutely. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Bettina.
All right, Linda, you're in charge.
Okay, so Bettina, I'm just going to have you think the sky is blue, just relaxing, breathing normally. And then I'm going to invite you to bring a person into your thoughts, somebody who's been on your mind a lot lately. And if there's a lot of people, just pick one and think about them. Allow yourself to notice if you have some feelings about what's going on with this person.
Okay.
And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on the feeling of enthusiastic and the number two. So now you're just thinking enthusiastic too. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right, rolling your closed eyes to the right. And you're going to do a great big sighing exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Letting the breath back in as soon as you need to and just keep repeating that exhale, hold your breath out, enthusiastic too.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes over to the right side, and you do a big sigh, exhale, and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Replace the breath, and doing another sigh and release whenever you need to, all the while thinking enthusiastic, too. Enthusiastic two. Enthusiastic two.
Perfect, Bettina. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And let's see what the affirmation is. I embrace the feeling of enthusiastic. And you'll just be taking every opportunity to feel enthusiastic, and especially helpful if you kind of notice yourself not feeling too enthusiastic. Just really think about embracing the feeling of enthusiastic in this moment, just letting that become the vibration of the moment.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Nels, looks like you have completed your work on
Luna and Skeeter.
Luna and Skeeter. So yes. Anything to report?
Well, Luna needed a bit more. She was a little more in the fight or flight mode than Skeeter. Skeeter did need a reset, but it was a little simpler, I guess I would say. Not quite so extensive.
And I don't know if you remember... I don't know that I do. Is what you did with them similar to what you normally do with them, or was there more work needed or less? I'm just wondering if there's been a reaction in their body to the big fire drill episode and all of that.
I guess I would have to be totally honest and say I can't entirely remember everything I did, but it does seem, if I recall, that I think it's Luna who normally is the one who jumps up and it's like, me, 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 and needs the tune-up the most. So I feel like it wasn't all that different.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, we'll see Dr. Nels later this month.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's all about fight or flight workshop. And so for members only, and she gets to participate in that. So it's great.
Well, gosh, Bettina, I guess I'm going to meet you that time too.
Oh, right.
She's on the list.
Because I'll be at the class.
Yay.
And yeah. And by the way, Dr. Nels, you've started doing these classes for the group, and you had the first one what, I don't know, a couple, 3 weeks ago. I've lost
Yeah,
track of time.
about a month ago, roughly. Yeah.
And in that session, because just an hour session, but you taught all of us how to do the reset on our own animals.
Yeah,
Yeah.
great fun.
And it, man, you have got this really refined and so good. Because you know, I've been working with you to the beginning since you first brought out the do it yourself. And man, it is so refined. And I just thought the class was absolutely outstanding. And you worked with everybody, and I think everybody got it. Anyway, I'm so excited for these next classes. Because didn't you say, one of them isn't one of them coming up that you're going to teach us how to do something on ourselves?
Yeah, so here's actually what's really happening. Because when
Oh,
I wrote
okay.
the newsletter, I didn't even have it all, you might say, done yet.
Okay.
So what I've come up with is the first half of the workshop. I'm just going to call it the workshop right now.
Okay.
Is going to be getting to understand what fight or flight is, how it works in your body, not down to the real ultimate nitty-gritty, because there's a lot of technical stuff, but really, how does it affect us and why is it so important? And
Cool.
then moving from there, which probably should take around 20 or 30 minutes, we're going to go into a couple of techniques that people can use to reset themselves. One of them is the emergency reset, where you've just finished having a major blow-up argument or whatever, and you need to calm yourself down. So I've got an emergency reset, and then I've got the thing that people can do as a regular practice to help keep their body in a much calmer state in general. So I'm going to do it all in one. It's kind of like the Scrooge thing. It's all going to happen in one night.
Cool.
And so I'm
Oh.
going to do the workshop twice this month. I'll do it on the 11th and I'll do it on the 25th.
Oh, so it's going to each workshop is going to be repeat of
Yes.
the oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Well, that just sounds fabulous. Doesn't that sound great, Bettina?
It sounds amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to
Wonderful.
look forward to seeing you on Zoom, Bettina, and in any of the rest of our family that's a member of the group that's going to join. But I personally can't wait. I think it's going to be fabulous. Anyway, Bettina, anything else we can do for you, or are you good?
I'm good. Thank you.
All righty.
Everybody
Thanks
have a
for
great
calling
day.
Animal World. See you on
Thank
Zoom
you.
later this month. I got, oh,
Yeah.
and that isn't the next class is this Wednesday?
Yes, that
And
it is the 11th. It's
is
coming
that
up
going to be the
really
class
fast.
that you talked about, Dr.
That's
Nose?
that is exactly it.
Oh,
Yep.
oh boy, I don't have to wait
And I'll
very
be
long.
ready.
It's happening on Wednesday. All righty, Bettina, see you Wednesday.
Okay, bye.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, I know the answer. Nathan wants to take care of advertisers before we go to our next phone call, so that is what we're gonna do, because can't afford to, upset the guy in charge. And he's got enough work to do today with all the phone calls. So anyway, we are going to take care of our advertisers. Remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. And as soon as we take care of business, we're going to head to Linwood and do a follow-up with Janelle and her little dog, Buffett. So phone call, more phone calls, and if you want to grab a line now, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Best Sunday Neuroenergetic Balancing Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. We do have open lines if you want to grab a line, 425-373-5527. And we did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and there's got a number of great classes are all getting started this month. So check them out at anandawashington.org. Remember that Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, she is more than available to help you and does have room for new clients now. So what a great experience to see her in person and experience the gongs and chimes and acutonic forks and work in person. But she can also work with you remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online or on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty, let's head right back to the phones. I believe that we spoke on the show last month because this is also a client of mine. And we'll welcome back from Linwood, Janelle. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels,
Martha.
And Linda.
Hi,
Janelle.
Hi, everyone.
Let's just remind everybody that I saw you. You kind of called me as a last resort because you got a great little black Shih Tzu,
right,
named Buffett, who's just too cute, but had a real attitude.
And
since he was a puppy, he came with a really weird attitude. And the problem is, he's a great dog, but. We had a problem in the family in that one of Janelle's granddaughters rolled off the bed and fell on top of Buffett, and his reaction was to swing around and snap and bit her, which is kind of an accident, and understand. But it really has, created a real problem with the family. So we got together and so we're getting Buffett all shaped up. Now, the last time, and we earned some, I think, because didn't you call in for healing with Dr. Nels and Linda?
Yes,
and
did.
Then didn't you
yes,
call
I
in
did.
With Natasha as well?
I did.
We found, that because we did, what what we found out about, well, that Buffett, when Janelle and her husband got Buffett as a puppy, he came with a really feisty, aggressive attitude. And quite unusual for a young puppy of that age, and their friends even commented on it. Well, Natasha was able to explain there was some kind of energy or something attached to him. I don't remember all the details, but she had an explanation for that, didn't she?
Yeah, something that there had been some just aggressive behavior towards him with the other little kids that played with him at his birthplace.
Yeah. Now, then the last time we talked, he was doing really well.
Yeah.
His rehabilitation and training. So where are you now? How's Buffett doing?
He's doing amazing. I mean, people have been able to come in I have a daycare.
Oh, that's right. Janelle also runs a daycare with kids and parents in and out all the time.
And so people have been able to come into my house that have never been able to come into my house. Because, I all have to do is do the shake and the no noise, and people have been able to come in the house. He sniffs them and then goes about his business.
Wonderful.
So, it's totally different. I mean, he still gets excited when I've got two grandsons that are here a lot, and he went a day or two without seeing them, and he thought he had died and gone to heaven because they came over the other day, and he gets overly excited, but it's an excitement type bark. So we got him calmed down with that, and but he's so much better. There's not that barking while we're in the living room and neighbors are walking past. There's not, he's eating better. He's just all round better. Yesterday there was some fireworks and stuff going on, and he got a little stressed out with that kind of stuff. And I'm glad you said something about with the caller ahead of me about the noise, and I did your oh boy type thing. I didn't.
Yeah,
I just
the jolly
did
stuff.
Instead of trying to, usually I try to bundle, try to hug them and do all those kind of fun.
Right,
stuff.
You do
instead,
the calming and soothing and sympathizing.
A big deal, and we went outside and we played fetch and we did other things while this noise was still going on outside, and the panting and stuff went away. So
wonderful.
I didn't know that I was following something I was supposed to follow because we've never really talked about that.
Right. But
he crawls
up sounds like he did the right thing.
So. Yeah, he crawls up around my neck. So I think the only thing that he still has done is that the kids, we were doing something, my littles, and little Ava thought he was just too darn close to her, and she just hauled off and kicked the daylights out of him. Ooh. And, right in the face, and she's 2.5, and he turned around and bit her heel. And, of course, nobody wears shoes at my house, when they're in the house. And so he did break the skin a little bit on one side, and normally I would have, I just wash it, and we talk about how that's not how you tell Buffett to move.
Hindsight being 2020.
I know.
I don't. You know about the jolly routine, and you're supposed to be locking in that jolly routine.
Yeah.
How did it work the way?
The
routine should be. You turn. You look around, and there's this kid hauls off and kicks the out of the dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We want your automatic pilot reaction should be woohoo! Oh boy, bacon! Oh boy, whatever your jolly routine trigger is. Woohoo! Oh boy, hot dog! Oh boy, hot dog! Which, if you do it quickly enough, can trigger them out before they do the swing and snap.
Right. Yeah.
But then. Now what we can do, now that we know that happened, okay, and his reaction, that gives us something to work with. So once your jolly routine is really good, then that what you and your husband, is it Dan? Is it Dan?
Yeah.
No, Dan. That what you guys have to do, you're going to want to be ready for a jolly routine. And then you go up to him, and then you're just going to act like you start to kick him. Okay. But so you're going to make a kicking motion and just touch him. Woohoo. Right. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Okay. Kick him. Yeah. Just touch him. Oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. And then when you can reach out with a kick to just touch him and he's happy with no jolly routine,
right,
then you're going to kick a little harder, jolly routine. Kick a little harder, jolly routine. Yeah. When he's good with that and no jollies, then you're going to kick harder. Okay.
Just now, don't go for a 40-yard field goal.
You're right. There you go, Nathan. Okay. But you get the idea here?
Yes,
we're going to change the way we're going to have the two of you do what these little kids do combined with jollies and the right sales pitch so that when it happens again, when a kid does it, Buffett's like, oh, geez, my folks do this all the time. It's no big deal.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. It does. Okay. And he reacts so much to my happy voice anyway, you know.
Right, like, right. Okay, so that's the drill on that one.
Yeah.
Now, before we know, I think Dr. Nels has already tuned up Buffett, and we'll find out about that. But just one more question. Are we making any progress with the son and sister-in-law and kids yet?
No, not really. We got together last weekend. My middle son passed away 8 years ago, and we always get together on his birthday, and we got together and had birthday dinner and birthday breakfast, I mean. And no, we didn't even talk about the dog. They're still...
Okay, so it's too soon yet. Okay.
Yeah, it's too soon. They
all right, but you guys are doing really well, so I'm pleased to hear all of that.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. Gracie's not as respondent to the no barking, no noise as Buffett is, but her bark lasts for about 2 seconds when somebody comes in anyway.
Okay.
I think she'll completely stop once we don't even have to do anything more with Buffett. You know what I mean? Once we're not doing the no noise can. Because she doesn't necessarily bark at squirrels or bark at stuff outside.
Okay.
And a lot of times if he gets too loud when he's outside chasing squirrels, all I have to do is yell no noise without a can. Because it's across the room, and I'm
so. Do we want to do you, now, Dr. Nels? Did you find anything interesting about Buffett to report?
Well, maybe what was interesting was that it was fairly balanced both sides, and it was kind of a basic fight or flight reset. There wasn't all that much, so that's
good.
A good thing.
All right,
that's good.
Now, do you want to tune up on your other dog, Janelle, while
Little
Linda
Gracie?
Works on?
Yeah.
Okay.
On Gracie.
Gracie, Dr. Nels, is a more normal Shih Tzu.
She's just
and she's kind of mostly white with some gray black on her.
Yeah.
Now, are you able to get a tune in to Gracie?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So Dr. Nels can do a little tune up for her. And Janelle, are you ready for your session with Linda?
Sure.
All righty, Linda, you're in charge.
Okay. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Linda.
I'm going to have you think about Buffett. Just whatever way you think about Buffett, just let that be in your mind. Notice how you feel. And then setting Buffett outside your thoughts, focus on the feeling of faithful, full of faith, faithful and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and just looking straight in front of you. And you're going to do a big exhaling sigh and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting the breath back in as soon as you need to, thinking faithful, 4. Closed eyes, looking straight ahead.
All right, Janelle, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. You've released a big sigh, exhale, and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Replacing that breath and letting it out again, holding it out, repeating that process, all the while thinking, faithful, 4. Faithful, 4. Faithful, 4.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing Buffett back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And I embrace the feeling of faithful is the affirmation. I embrace the feeling of faithful.
Okay, so that's you want to repeat a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day. And
okay.
Whenever you need a little help in balancing.
And when you think that affirmation, see if you can direct your awareness into your heart.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Would it help if she places her hand over her heart when she says
Doesn't need to.
Just consciously she wants to...
Direct awareness to the heart.
Direct it. Okay. Excellent. All right, Dr. Nels, anything to report on Miss Gracie?
Not so much. It was a very simple reset, so that was good.
Excellent. Yeah, all right. So really good to hear from you, Janelle. You're welcome to call back next week if we want Natasha to take a look. To see what the energy looks like now.
I'm really pleased with the improvement. So,
all right. And then I'm going to just use you as an example for, you know, any of my clients, of course, you know, like Hillary that was in it last hour. We've got another one coming up next. When we have these dogs that have these volatile behaviors and so forth, you know, I have to get you educated, get you started. You got to start working with stuff. Now, Janelle's getting a major gold star from me. Because she's taking advantage of her phone follow-up privileges. She's calling in for the free help here on the radio. And see, when she calls in and gives me the updates, well, we had this little episode with the kid kicking the dog. Well, see, when stuff like that happens, then I can give her more stuff to do to work on that. So when I'm working with you, if you've got these dogs that have these behaviors, it is important to keep in touch with me. Let me know what's going on because we can add to the program and target specific things as we get that information. Does that make sense?
Yep. Sure does to me.
All right, Janelle. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Alrighty, now I'm assuming before we go to Marysville and my clients up there will take care of advertisers. That works for Nathan. I think he's a happy guy. So stay right where you are. I'm Jessica, and hopefully you've rousted out Piper so we can do a session with her too. And we will be to you next. Right now we're taking care of advertisers, so stay right where you are, everybody. More phone calls coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, September 22 at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Turning Seasons panel about the fall equinox cosmic energy patterns influencing the entire season, seen through the lens of vibrational astrology. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, September 22 at 1 p.m. on KKNW AM.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and it's NUP, as in Peter, R-O-Nupro, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins and wonderful skin and hair coat and hip and joint formula in the Nupro supplement for dogs. Great for picky eaters because the powder makes a great gravy in the food and dogs really love it. And it helps keep your dog's hair on their bodies. If you got shedders, like I do, it keeps the hair on their body until you brush it off. You don't end up with it all over your house. Anyway, check them out, Nupro Supplements.com. You can check all the information online. If you can't find it at your local pet store, everything's available on Amazon. And, of course, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen again, and his healingministryforanimals.com is the website. Nels Rasmussen for his new YouTube channel, where you can watch all the before and after videos. And if you he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you want to go to his website, click on the contact link and say you want to talk, he'd be delighted to, you know, arrange a phone call. All righty, then. We are going back to the phones. We're headed up to Marysville, and I was up there last week, and we're welcoming Jessica. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi.
Morning, Jessica. Morning. Is that you, Jessica?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. We got Piper, too?
Well, Piper wanted to do this, but she forgot when she had talked about this with you that she had a camping trip to go on for her best friend's birthday. Be back until tomorrow.
Gotcha. So what we'll do, we'll go ahead, Jessica, and we will work with the dogs and we'll fill everybody in on what's going on. But then remember I left you the cards for Dr. Nels and for Linda?
Yes, I saw them.
And what Linda and what you Nels are, the main issue here is Theo, the dog. And they called me in, and they have more than one dog, but Theo is the problem. And as you kind of explained to me, that I was kind of the last resort. Theo is a very overweight red cattle dog, red heeler cattle dog.
Yep.
And when we have some aggression issues, okay, and everybody else has told Jessica and her family that Theo needs to die. Okay. So that's the kind of last resort thing. You know, do you think you can help? Well, I never know what I'm going to encounter until I get there. And Theo is, and that's the biggest thing, that I want to get in balance to start with, is to get his weight in balance, because he's very, very overweight. But some good reasons for that when I got into the history of diet and food and what they're doing and all of that. And we tried to clean up all of that. But the really neat thing, Dr. Nels, is that in meeting Theo, you know, cattle dogs, of course, are the Einsteins of the right and left brain department in the dog world. But they also, because of their, you know, herding abilities, they're very good with both sides of their brains. But the cattle dog comes with a stronger male aggressive energy than, say, the border collie or the Australian shepherd. They're more male in their energy, and they can be extremely volatile, and they can be tough to deal with. Now, they're smart and sensitive, so sometimes I just have to get creative, and sometimes I'm able to work with them and sometimes not. But the real interesting thing about Theo, Dr. Nels, is that I really liked him. I think there's a really good dog inside this dog. I think he basically is a good dog. I just think he's real confused. He's spoiled. And I don't think he knew what his job was and all that sort of stuff. So we straightened out as much as we could. And I really, and something in his history, I think, made me think that he really needed to have his nervous system reset, because he's been on a tether in front of the house a lot of his life. And how old is Theo now? I've forgotten.
4.
Okay, so Theo is 4. Now, since I was up there, Jessica, how have you been doing with him?
Actually, we've been doing a lot better. The hardest thing that we've been doing is the diet. We've stopped the treats for no reason, for one.
Yeah.
But getting him to switch foods is difficult. He's biting us on it. Yeah, but other than that, behavioral-wise, we haven't had any incidents since then. He's responded really well, even better with the vinegar water solution.
Yeah, okay, excellent.
Because remember when you were here, it took quite a few spurts before. Now we show him the bottle and he stops.
Excellent. Fabulous.
It's been a good response with that. And we're trying to get everybody else in the house to start using the same commands and the same wording and phrasing. And as people are getting on board, he's even responding even more. So
yeah, and that's what I find with cattle dogs. I really like working with cattle dogs, and I see some of the worst of the worst. Now, I have had some cases that they've been so bonded with their human and only lived with the human and fairly isolated that I can't handle them. But I can coach the owner, and we've been able to turn everything around. In Theo's case, I really felt like, you know, he is a good dog and he wants to be a good dog. And I think he's just confused about what part he plays and what his job is supposed to be. But I figured once you guys get on board, see, they're one of the breeds that in some breeds, you know, if they're biters, you know, sometimes they're always going to be in some level, and you can't really turn it around. But with cattle dogs, I find them to be exceptions, that even though they have that aggressive streak and so forth, that when you change the way they feel about things and teach them what their job is and establish some good leadership that they can count on, that they turn around really nicely. So I'm pleased to hear that. Now, Dr. Nels, you're working on Theo, and I'm real curious to see if there was any fight flight stuff going on.
Well, actually, this is interesting because so far I haven't done what I would classically think of as fight flight. Excuse me, but it's more like I talked earlier in the show about grumpy dog.
Yeah.
Grumpy dog syndrome. That sounds fun. Anyway, most of these dogs that are kind of, can go off, they seem to have something wrong in their ribs, especially kind of just a little bit behind their shoulders. That part of their ribs is really sensitive. And so I'm finding lots of energy points in that area on Theo. So I've been working on those.
Now, I wonder, because they have had a big harness on him that goes around that area of the rib cage.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, could that have anything to do with it?
On the tether line, that's exactly where it hooks up to him on his harness.
Yeah. So could that have something to do with it, Dr. Nels?
And it could, especially if he bounces at the end of it. If he runs and bounces at the end, that really could. I have had others where they're just, you know, ordinary walking the dog, but for whatever reason, either the harness is not built to fit that dog just right. With one of them, we changed the type of harness they were using to something that had much broader bands and not the little straps that go right behind the shoulders. That seemed to work a lot better and didn't seem to kick up the aggravation, so I didn't have to keep doing the same thing over and over. It really could be the harness has something to do with the aggravation there.
Wonderful. Oh, so, okay. You know, anything we can do about that. But so he may need regular resets. And, you know, certainly we can have you calling in every month for tune-ups if need be. The only thing I want to mention now, because we're in September, normal Nels and Linda Sunday is the second Sunday of the month, and Natasha's here on the third Sunday. Well, next month, October, we're switching up the days. So Nels and Linda won't be here till the third Sunday next month. Okay, so be sure you mark your calendar for that. The other thing I want to, before I forget, because Linda will do a session with you, Jessica. But the reason I was asking about Piper is Jessica's daughter. I think she was about 20 years old, I think she told me.
Yeah.
Piper is actually Theo's owner. Okay. And they're kind of like two peas in a pod. Because Piper has some anxiety issues herself. Okay. But my sense in a look at the situation was that Piper having to, you know, kind of pull up her big girl pants and be the appropriate shepherd for her cattle dog healer would be a benefit for her. but that she could also use the best therapy, Linda, that you do, and that could be really helpful to balance them. But apparently Piper's off camping. But the reason I'm bringing it up, Jessica, you know, I left you a card for Linda.
Yes.
Okay. Remember, Linda offers a free session for everybody. So,
yes,
and working on her with,
you
know, on the radio doesn't count. So, after, you know, the show or when Piper gets back, you guys can call and Linda can do a session with Piper. You can also have a you know, an off the air session if you like, but that would be good follow up for that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before I turn you over to Linda, your other dog, Maisie, you think, she could use a tune up too?
Yeah, because she's still walking funny with that leg or hip. I'm not sure if it's a leg or a hip, but.
All right, and what does Maisie look like? What kind of dog?
She's a little fluffy Chihuahua Pomeranian, and I don't know what else she is, but she's just a big fluffy black and white dog.
Well, are you getting a connection, Dr. Nils?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
With Maisie?
There's some work to do here. I'll see what I can do here.
Yeah, because there was something physical going on with her that seemed like it might be appropriate, that she would need some work. Okay, so
yes.
Dr. Nils is busy. He's going to work on Maisie. And are you ready, Jessica, for Linda to do a session with you?
Yes.
All righty. Linda, you're in charge.
Okay. Wonderful. Great. Hi, Jessica. I'm going to invite you to think about something that is very important to you right now. So just bringing whatever that is into your thoughts and notice how you feel when you think about this important thing. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of giving, the feeling of giving. Giving and the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be a big exhaling sigh, just sighing all your breath out and holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to and repeating the sigh. Thinking giving four.
All right, Jessica, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, rolling your eyes over to the left side of your forehead, do a deep sigh, exhale, and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Taking another breath in, repeating the sigh, and holding your breath out as often as you need to while you're thinking, giving for giving. Four.
Excellent. Go ahead and breathe normally, Jessica, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then returning to what important thing you were thinking about. And that is complete. And this is going to be an interesting affirmation for you. It's a little different. I forgive myself for allowing the feeling of giving to come between me and my perfect peace. I forgive myself for allowing the feeling of giving to come between me and my perfect peace.
I'm writing this down. Now, so Jessica, just so you know, I've written it down in case you need help remembering, but it is a long affirmation. I don't remember one this long or
this huge,
kind.
Yeah.
So it's obviously you guys are special because you're getting a special affirmation. But so did I get this right, Linda? I forgive myself for allowing the feeling of giving to come between me and my perfect peace.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And so then you're going to repeat that affirmation as often as you can today, tomorrow, and the next day. It helps keep the energy going. And then, of course, we can get Piper involved as well. Now, let's find out from Dr. Nils. You did a tune-up with Maisie. Did you find anything interesting with Maisie?
I would say nothing all that interesting. It was a pretty, vanilla type of reset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see if she if it helps at all with her, Jessica.
Okay.
Now, anything else you want to talk about before we finish up?
Well, I would just have a question about the harness. I was to get another one, what kind would I get that would help him?
Well, the type that I got for my dogs, which uses some really broad bands instead of the little straps that go around in several different locations, they used to call it Pug Life. I'm trying to remember what the new name is. If you look up Pug Life on the internet, it'll probably tell you, oh, it's called Joyride. There it is. Joyride harness has big straps, and they don't tend to bind up around the shoulders so much. So that might be the way to go.
Okay. Joyride harness for dogs.
Yeah.
All right. So Jessica, what I always do is I go straight to Amazon and I just typed in Joyride, one word, Joyride, and then harness for dogs comes up. So let me, I'm going to look here. I see. Okay. So yeah, it's a bigger, I see a bigger strap. A broader strap around the chest and a broad one, or you know, the front of the chest, and then run around the middle. So it is a slight different design than the one he's got on.
Yeah.
So probably would make a difference. Now, Dr. Nels, I always taught when talking about harnesses, there are different choices, and there's attach in the back and the no pulls. Most designs attach in the front. There's an original design of the no-pull harness that I like and works pretty well with challenging dogs. But it has a collar and cords that come down under the armpits and around and up through the back of the collar. And so the leash attaches in back to those cords.
Right.
And so when the dog pulls, the cords tighten up under the armpits, you know, so they get a little correction. So that doesn't even close around the chest. Would a design like that be better, do you think? Or
I think that same problem is going to exist. So it's going to bind right around the particular sensitive rib area.
Okay. So the Joyride would still be your first choice.
Right. I think the other ones are a great training device, but you have to realize that they're there would be temporary use, really. You try to get to the point where they don't no longer pull and then switch to something else.
Yeah, I would not normally use this on a cattle dog anyway. Now, and I would do is leash training. And that's our next step, probably with Theo, but a lot of groundwork needed to be laid ahead of time. And we'll see how they're doing with this. And we might have to do some training coming up. Jessica, we are right up. We're over time actually, which Nathan has just pointed out to me. So we've got to close out this hour and get on the love train. Do you want me to hold you over so we can talk to you more in the next hour? Or are you good for now?
I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. Then you can always call me off the air. And remember, next month, they're here on the third Sunday. But you can also call in next Sunday and we can get an intuitive read from Natasha on what's going on. So that would be a good idea. Otherwise, thanks for calling Animal World. And I'll talk to you again soon. All righty, everybody. Yeah. We are closing up hour number two, and that means we're firing up the love train, and you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. This gets our energy going, juices flowing, gets us energized up for the day. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. We'll cruise by, pick you up, and I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And by the way, Nathan, you could just drop the ads for, you know, the top of the hour and stuff so we can speed it up just a little bit, get to the love train faster. And here we go with energizing up the love train music. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.